Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Remember, you can listen to the station on radio.com on all your devices and, of course, your smart speakers. Sam and Greg, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
You know, I just realized it's been a minute since I've been in here.
Yeah?
Been producing for you, man.
Yeah, but and you know what? Want people to know, like I said, we're still going to post a picture. We are in the Kia Studios together at the same time, but we are socially distanced.
Oh, yeah, I ain't walking by you.
We're not in our usual alignment here. No. We have us a lot closer to each other. We are practicing social distance. As we've seen a lot of people do this week. If you watch your local newscast this week, you've seen people. Some folks going from home. You got some people doing it differently just to try to give people the idea of social distancing. I mean, they don't have to do it, but they're doing it to try to encourage the viewers.
You're stupid not to.
We're trying to encourage people as well.
No, but if you don't practice that.
Yeah.
You're being a couple things. Yeah. Okay, I'll let that stupid slip out.
That's why
I didn't say selfish.
That's why I said the bunt sign is on for us.
Okay, so you're nicer about this than me.
The bunt sign is on for us, people.
Explain that.
It truly is.
Those who don't get it.
We think if people listen to our station, most of the people understand sports analogies. And they've probably been a part of some type of sport, played in some way. You know, when I say the bunt sign, it means sacrifice. It means, you know, to do what's good for the team, what's good for the whole, and what's good for everyone. And so, you know, head coaches, they'll tell you the old thing, there's no I in team. You know, yeah, the old school coaches always tell you that.
We heard that. We heard that story about during the Kobe tribute when somebody said that to Kobe.
Yeah, but I mean,
he had a different. He uses other two.
Yeah, the different.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, that's the thing we want to drive home to people and remind them of that. And also, when you're doing something that can help some folks, let us know about it. We want to hear about it. You can text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can give us a call at 404-741-0929. That's also the number for the text line. People who are providing acts of service with people who need it. People who are doing something good, especially for people who have to work during this time. Greg, we're here, but there are a lot of people who work the EMTs, the law enforcement. People dial 911 that right now, they still expect folks to show up. You know what I mean? In spite of everything that's happening. And then our healthcare professionals, people who are really.
That's the story you've been hearing about all
those
week
are the
long.
Folks who are in the trenches.
And who's taking care of their families?
Right.
They've left home to take care of us.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's be mindful of those folks. There are two people that we have a whole new respect for when this is done is the healthcare professionals and school teachers. Hello, all you moms and dads who had to turn into teachers
See,
this
now,
week.
Now you're being, now you're being like
you,
me.
Hello, all you moms and dads who had to turn into teachers this week and had to spend time with your little darlings. You're going to think twice the next time their teacher sends a note home saying that your little darling has been a you-know-what in school and you get ready to go out there and bless them out. You're going to think twice because you've had to put up with them this week and we'll have to put up with them going forward. I think that's the light. I think that's great. I think it's great.
See, that's Sam. I felt bad about what I said earlier, but you get your little digs in, too.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Your family's dealing with their own little Damians.
Because they just shove them out the door every day and go on about their business. And, and the teachers are your child.
My baby's fine. Yeah. My baby's good. She's a good baby when she come home.
Yeah.
It's like Jesse, when she gets in the house, everything's cool because I'm standing there.
Yeah.
When she gets out in the backyard, that's a different story.
I know, that's right.
She's a new family with a pit bull behind us.
She's in charge. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
You had a little experience.
I had, and we'll get back to Jesse because I got all kinds of time with that. Listen, we do want to mention something, and those of you out there that are doing something special for the community, we want to hear from you.
Right.
404-741-0929. Heard from a guy, Dave. We can get David's last name.
No.
Anyway, he owns Cafe Lucia.
Yep. Here in Midtown.
Well, there are three locations.
Three locations, but
Midtown, Smyrna, downtown Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
They are opening up and offering meals. Now, I want to get this right. They're still charging folks, right? You can just go by there and get it.
Go by and get it, but he's offering sandwiches.
Sandwiches. And cocktails, too.
Yeah, well.
They'll explain how you do that because,
yeah. I mean, in the city of Atlanta, you know, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has said, go ahead. It's okay for you to take home. Take home, not drink while you're driving.
Right.
So, I mean, that has been relaxed. For those of you who want to pick up something, you need something at home to take your mind off whatever's going, you know, whatever you need that for, you're going to be able to do it in the city.
We're going to restock when we get up there this morning.
While you can. And that's the thing. But we're also talking about serving people and helping folks. If your organization or your church is providing things for seniors, people who can't get out and don't want to be exposed. Seniors can't get out and be exposed to this condition at all. My goodness, in Albany, down at the Phoebe Putney Hospital, it's just got so many patients of that, people who are ill and some people who have passed away because of coronavirus. And sadly, I mean, people I've talked to said it's due to there was a funeral down there and a minister came down and was sick. And you know what people do when you're at funerals. You're shaking hands and hugging folks.
Right.
And, man, just made a bunch of folk, you know, that's
common sense, man. Common sense. And these places that we mentioned to you, you should take your due diligence, use your due diligence and call them and find out how they're going about providing that service. You got to pull up to a window. You got to get out your car. Whatever you have to do to get their services, find that out ahead of time before you get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Make a phone call and find out what provisions are done and what you need to be prepared to do. Because I'm sure there'll be other people there as well seeking those services or seeking whatever they're providing for their neighbors. Like I said, the Bunt sign is on, y'all. The Bunt sign is on for us.
Give me the number again, Ms. Crenshaw.
Number for us is 404-741-0929. That's our number to call in and let us know what services you're rendering this morning. And also text us to our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929.
Brandon is up in Woodstock. Brandon, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Hey guys, good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning. So far, so good.
We got gloves on and we're sanitized. How about you?
And we snapping at some food. We're like preachers this morning in a way. We're talking about the community.
Getting ready to go get the gloves on and mask on myself. Headed to the fire department this morning for a 24-hour shift.
Man, bless y'all. Bless y'all for doing
absolutely.
What you're doing.
Yeah, just wanted to send a quick shout out to you guys. So thank you so much for doing what you're doing, man. You're keeping us entertained, keeping it light for us, spreading information. You know, everybody seems to be starting to take it more serious now. So just everybody kind of mind the T's and Q's, keep gloved up, keep masked up, keep that social distancing away and make it a little bit easier than us.
Let me ask you while we got you on the phone. Brandon, you said you were a fireman?
Yes, sir.
What is a message that you'd like to get to people that they need to know as far as how they are operating, just walking through life in this crazy time that involves you guys? You must be getting emergency calls of some sorts besides just fires. And if so, what's something that you'd like to say, man, I wish people would know just to do this? What are some of those things?
The biggest thing is just because, you know, you may have some signs and symptoms, the biggest thing is social distancing. And you guys are preaching that. Everybody is. What that's doing for us is allowing us an opportunity to kind of triage people outside of the location that they're at. You know, we've got our own set of guidelines and distancing ourselves. And unfortunately for us, you know, we're in a house with 9 to 12 guys at one time. So we don't really have that option, but if the public could just, you know, kind of just calm down a little bit and, you know, take into consideration the fact that, you know, we're still responding to everything. If the tone's up, we've got to go. So wash your hands, stay out or stay away from going outside if you can, you know, stay inside. This isn't a fun thing to play around with. So the easier that everybody makes it on us, you know, the quicker this thing will be over with. So kind of keeping your distance, make sure you're staying clean, wash your hands after every interaction you have, stay that 6 to 8 foot away. That's the biggest thing that we can ask people to do.
Again, let me make this clear, because a lot of people think they, once they see symptoms, they can go to fill in the blank, their doctor's office or the hospital, and that's not necessarily the procedure. First, aren't you recommending that you do some due diligence yourself, stay liquid, you know, absolutely. Keep yourself
hydrated?
Absolutely. Make sure you're staying hydrated. Make sure you guys are eating healthy. The biggest thing is, you know, a lot of people are still trying to go out and eat, and, you know, there's opportunities for people to do that. You know, there's pickup services, there's delivery services. Keep yourselves inside. Keep yourselves away from this stuff. And, you know, just try to quarantine yourselves. And there's nothing to freak out about. Just kind of, you know, heed the warnings. And, you know, listen to what the Department of Public Health is saying. I mean, these guys get paid good money to do what they do.
My curiosity is, how many days do you wait doing your due diligence, at least in the beginning, before you start making calls to set up appointments to get tests? Because there's not enough tests to go around. So you really have to be somebody who is, you know, not only just showing the signs, but has a doctor's note. Now, are they calling, people calling you to come and assist, or firemen, I should say?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the public is none the wiser. You know, when there's an emergency, people call 911, and that's just kind of the way it is. And we're here for that. You know, if you feel like you got something going on and it's an emergency, by all means, feel free to call. That's what we're here to do. You know, it's a selfless sacrifice that we're willing to give. You know, we're here for everybody in every situation. But what they're telling everybody to do, you know, as far as we're concerned, is, you know, 3 to 14 days. And I know it's tough. I've got two little kids at the house now. They want to go out. They want to go to the park. They want to play. And, you know, the expectations that you have to get to sometimes is easier said than done.
Yeah.
But, Brandon, give us a shout-out to your station and to your company.
This is going to be a shout-out to Woodstock Fire Department in Woodstock, Georgia. And you guys just hold it down, man. Keep us entertained. We appreciate you guys.
On a much lighter note, we're going to end this on an uptick. And, Sam, I can't help it. This is the first thing I thought of when we get a fireman on.
Yeah.
That's got to be the cleanest pole in the state.
And who's the best cook?
Yeah.
Who's the best cook?
Oh, wait, the first one.
Do
y'all have a pole?
We do, actually. Yeah, we're one of the only few left.
And how often, how many times a day does that thing get cleaned?
We're cleaning every 4 to 6 hours right now.
And what you want to know?
Who's the best cook in there?
Oh, man, I got to give a shout out to my boy, Sergeant Sellers. He's the sixth. He's got it going on.
All right. Well, Brandon, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
And everything that you do, sir.
All of your colleagues, we thank you guys for being standing in the line of fire and taking care of us, all right?
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Man, I thought about that, though.
Yeah.
Fireman, they got to have the clean. But now I'm wondering, do you slide down the poles in your bare hands or wearing the gloves, and the gloves are rubber, and rubber doesn't slide? Yeah, that's a whole lot of scraping. I don't know. I got these questions.
But all the firehouses don't have them now, though.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, you had to be at kind of one of the older firehouses to have that pole you come down. Oh, my goodness.
404-741-0929. Those are the type of stories we want to hear today.
Yep. Are you ready to go racing? They're going to be racing this weekend, if you can believe it or not. You know, they are. Some of the drivers from NASCAR are going to take on some of the e-drivers. Folks have been talking about wanting to see some competition, wanting to see something happening. You know, a lot of the sports are on hold. Esports are happening. And, you know, the 2K League, NBA 2K League is doing something next week. But this week, eNASCAR is going to go racing tomorrow. And some of the names you know are going to participate in this. People like Dale Earnhardt Jr., Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson. This is all coming up. We're going to find out about that coming up next. We'll find out. Next, Sam and Greg are here on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and 99thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 99thegame.com. Sam and Greg, nine floors up in the Kia Studios.
Got to remember, folks, they can listen to us.
Tell them where.
92, you can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com on all your devices.
Yeah.
And, of course, your smart speakers. Speaking of smart, you see Marcus Smart tested positive this past week?
Man, they just joining the list.
I mean, really.
You know what I mean? People, hey, practice the social distancing. Keep those hands clean and, you know, wipe some stuff down. You know, if you've been places or folks have been places that you're going.
We got to get into that at some point, why these professional athletes or how people are feeling about these professional athletes being able to get tests when other folks can't.
Yeah.
We know why.
Well, yeah.
It's obvious. Well, yeah. But how you feel about that?
Yeah. You know what? I think I kind of don't mind, because if it warns some other folk, then you know what I mean? I know the angle you're coming from.
Yeah,
but if
man.
People see it can happen to
you
these
folks.
Okay,
you want this test, you need to be a spokesperson moving forward.
But if people see you can it can happen to them, you know what I mean? That's what I would think. But
yes,
we have some good news. Some people who are looking for some competition. They're looking for some excitement.
Yes.
With some people that they know involved.
Yes.
It is happening this weekend.
Oh, tell me where, Sam.
NASCAR is having an event, and some of the drivers that you know are going to participate in an event, the eNASCAR Coca-Cola Series iRacing Invitational. And the guy joining us now,
it's
to wait for
a long title.
Yep. Well, hey, but
it's
people
a
are gonna,
long title.
But where are you in a rush? Where are you going?
What?
That's just it, though.
Okay, point taken. Okay.
Brandon Williams is the senior manager of gaming for NASCAR and joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, Sam, it's a pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Great to have you.
We have to tell you the conversation or some of the thing. One of the things that Sam and I said before we brought you on. Did you know that there was a senior manager of gaming for NASCAR? God bless you for getting that title. Does that create it just for you, or did somebody hold that, that title before you?
It's a pretty new department. I'm here at NASCAR.
Right.
It's what started as licensing, and working with our gaming partners, iRacing, and Motorsport Games, with the emergence of esports and gaming, We figured, perfect time to capitalize on it here at NASCAR. What's really surprising is esports isn't new to NASCAR. Our premier esports series, the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing series, entered its 11th season this year. So, people are a bit shocked when they hear that NASCAR has been in esports for 11 years now. And it's kind of funny that, people would get even more shocked when they hear that Dale Earnhardt Jr. won our first ever esports event back in 2009. So,
did he get a trophy for that?
He sure did. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
He won the Daytona. He won the Daytona 500 twice, and Xfinity Series championships and countless races. But I bet you that iRacing trophy is near and dear to his heart, and that's kind of a good segue into what we're doing this weekend. He was an integral part in setting this Pro Invitational Series up, and it's always been a big supporter of our esports, what we're doing in the esports space, and of course, the fans love Dale Earnhardt Jr. And that family, so what better person to have on our side.
Obviously, Brendan. We see the list of drivers, actually drivers who are going to participate. We're seeing Kyle Busch is in there. Denny Hamlin's in there. Clint Bowyer, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bale. What does it mean to have them at a time like this when people can't see their racing, they can't go to the track? But to give some people some competition with some of the drivers that they know, how special is this going to be?
It's pretty incredible. I mean, the past week has been a roller coaster of changes, and it's been fun to be a part of. What started as an idea last Friday when the Atlanta Cup Series and the races there were canceled due to the unfortunate situations that are going on right now. We banded together with our drivers and iRacing, and like I mentioned, Dale Earnhardt Jr. really took the lead with getting drivers on board, but it's been incredible to see the lineup come together. We have everybody from NASCAR Hall of Fame inductee Bobby Labonte and joining us, several NASCAR Cup Series champions. And when you think about what sports means to the fans, to have it go away in the blink of an eye, fans have really lost kind of their community and what keeps them happy, especially in a time like this. So many of our drivers together, and really they've approached us wanting to do it. We were thinking we'd be lucky to have 20 drivers want to compete virtually, but we're now going to have a 35 car field, and the majority of them are NASCAR Cup Series drivers, as well as drivers from the NASCAR Xfinity Series and NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series. So it's a loaded lineup. But the neatest part about it is the drivers want to not only entertain their fans, but to connect with them especially in a time like this.
He just answered my question. Brandon Williams, NASCAR Senior Manager of Gaming, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I was wondering if, and like I said, you just answered my question, these guys who just live for the competition now have it pulled away from them, they probably find this as an outlet, you know, to once again compete against the other drivers. What else, if anything, is NASCAR thinking about outside the box? We're hearing that from a lot of people, businesses, trying to think outside the box to continue that connection to the community and to your fan base.
Yeah, you know, like I mentioned, we have multiple gaming partners. On iRacing side, this Pro Invitational is happening on Sunday at 1:30 on FS1. But we're also working with NASCAR Heat and Motorsport Games on an all-star race today. Everybody that races on that game on Xbox and PlayStation were able to qualify for the all-star event. With the winner taking home $10,000 today, that kicks off at 2 p.m. today. So, you know, right now it's tough to do anything, you know, obviously in the real world, quote unquote, but we're really leaning heavily into virtual. But it's cool to see our entire company really rally behind the virtual space and what we're doing. From a gaming perspective, I can't quite announce it just yet, but I hear there might be a virtual pre-race concert right before Sunday's race.
Wow.
We're talking about merch and licensing diecast from the Pro Invitational series. And again, kind of how can we give fans that NASCAR experience that they are so desperate for, especially in a time like this? In a true, you know, NASCAR spirit, we're rallying behind this virtual series and our drivers, with, of course, fans being number one.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Brandon, so once again, let people know where people can see these races. You got some today and, like, a big one tomorrow. You said one's on, people can be able to watch it on FS1?
Yeah, so today's race is, we'll stream live on NASCAR's Facebook. It's the NASCAR Heat Pro League All-Star Race. That'll be 2 p.m. Eastern Time on, as I mentioned, NASCAR's Facebook. $10,000 on the line. But the big one is certainly tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on FS1, the eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series. Like you said, featuring Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kyle Busch. I mean, the list goes on. And if fans are interested to see if their drivers are taking part, they can check out eNASCAR.com or reach out to the drivers on social. But my favorite part of this has been just how, you know, really into it the drivers are. They are constantly talking on social media. And you mentioned the competition element. You know, iRacing is about as close as you can get to real-world competition. Everything from setups to fodders to the way the cars handle. But there's a specific NASCAR Cup champion that I won't mention. I don't want to throw him under the bus, but he's not too skilled at iRacing at this time, but he has literally been pulling old iRacing footage and studying it the same way he does in the real world. He's reaching out to all of our pro sim racers. He's doing everything he can in this week to digest as much information because he's a competitor. He wants to win, you know. This is, of course, for entertainment in a time where we could desperately need it. But these guys want to win. I mean, the racers, literally all they care about is that first place and that trophy. So it's funny to see them just really, really get behind this and attack it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, Brandon. Thanks so much for bringing us the information. A lot of the racing fans and people who just want to see some live competition we'll check this out this week. So thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure, guys. Have a good one. Stay safe.
All right. Stay safe up your way, too. That's Brandon Williams. You didn't know there was such a thing as a senior manager of gaming for NASCAR. You know, he mentioned somebody that's going to participate in this. It's Bobby Labonte. He's now a Hall of Famer. When I lived and worked in North Carolina, it was when NASCAR first developed its video game. Mm-hmm. Or for PlayStation or whatever, and they wanted a young driver at the time to come out and give it a try, and he was driving for Coach Joe Gibbs at the time. He was, you know, when mm-hmm. Joe Gibbs first came out, the 18 car with the NFL helmets, every place they raced. Bobby Labonte was the driver of the car then, and he came out to a location and just took people on and actually tried the race. So he's been exposed to an esports version of NASCAR for a long time, and he's going to participate in this tomorrow as well.
As I was sitting listening to Brandon, and you and I have talked about this, what we're living through right now in regards to NASCAR is so apropos to Jimmy Johnson's career. His swan song season, after everything he's done and still not getting the respect nationally that we think he deserves to get, is not going to be able to have that.
No, no. And the other thing they don't want to see go away right now is NASCAR has a momentum coming out of Daytona. The California weekend, they had higher TV numbers than the NBA.
Yeah, but they got it for all the wrong reasons.
But still, the fact that they were able to do that and bring that off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so much more NBA than
there was. It's bittersweet because yes, they get the numbers, but they have lived so long trying to downplay the perception of NASCAR and why people view it and watch it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the crash, you know, and that has gone away. You would think.
Well, no, that's never going to go away.
Well, I'm saying, but it sort of dissipated.
That's kind of what drives people. Yeah. In Wake of
Dell. But they don't want that.
They want to see the driver walk away.
They don't want to even see the crashes, to be honest with you.
Well, they know that's part of it, though, especially certain tracks. It's unavoidable.
Bumping and grinding, we know that's racing.
But
right?
That's Martinsville, the little short bull ring tracks. but everybody said, when you come out, your car's a different color. You're painted.
Yeah, man.
You got paint from everybody else's car.
That's okay.
You don't know what color was that car when you started. But places like Daytona and Talladega, it's almost, you can't avoid it. It happens. But I think this is really cool what they're doing. And you talk about how esports plays a role, and the NBA is doing it. We wonder what the NFL will do once this real high and euphoria over free agency goes. And Jahi and I were just talking about that. You're probably going to see a massive Madden tournament for a lot of money. And you know, esports is going to be our attachment to our sports, and the way that the players and the athletes can stay engaged is through it. And I'm curious to see how the other sports do it, how baseball does it. You know, how even MLS is able to do it. And shout out to Joseph Martinez, had his surgery this week.
Yeah.
And is on the mend. So that's good news as well.
Is there a person, because I don't know who this is. Jahi, jump in if you do know. Who is, would you say, or claims to be the top gamer as far as professional athletes, visible professional athletes right now? Is there a person who feels like they're the king of kings?
And they
can wipe anybody out in their particular sport?
It's hard because they don't put the time into it. You know, if they're putting the time into it to be the best, they're not going to do.
Yeah, but you heard that before in other sports, man. Deion used to say he was the best basketball playing football player there was.
Nah, he may have been the best baseball
player. Was that
football playing? But I.
Okay, so we're getting Jay telling me KD at 2K.
At 2K, but you got different ones.
I get it.
You got guys who play Fortnite.
Here's what I'm saying.
They're big on Fortnite.
Here's what I'm saying. Who's that dude still doing it? Is that Ninja dude? Is that him, the gamer?
Ninja.
Put him up against some of these players. Oh. Put that on TV.
That'd be no contest.
But I'm just saying, he's still watching it back and forth.
He does it for a living. It wouldn't even be competition.
Well, maybe he'll throw a couple rounds. You know, they throw it a little bit, make it interesting.
Oh.
This was supposed to be a special weekend over there at Georgia Tech, wasn't it?
This weekend. Well, just with the NCAA going on, period.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk to hopefully Coach Josh Pastner
coming up in the next
about
hour.
Hosting things, but we're gonna get back to sports of this. Well, sports on March 21st, 2020,
and
how things have
changed, and what you know, the changes we've seen. That's coming up next. So you continue with us on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
And remember, 929 The Game can be heard on radio.com and all your devices and your smart speakers.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Greg, 9 floors up at the Kia Studios. Look, clouds falling outside, a little rain in the area, but glad you're with us on this Saturday morning. Hope you're safe and well, keeping your hands sanitized. And I don't know who told him to play this song, but I was such a big fan of this lady. I had the biggest crush on her. And
really?
I end up marrying a Phyllis.
Telling the folks who that is.
Phyllis Hyman.
Okay.
My goodness, she's about 6'1", about 6'2". and
tall women,
and,
huh?
And tall, like a model, and sang like Nancy Wilson. And
got you a bit worked up there when you were a young man, huh?
Absolutely, man. I saw her in concert one time. She opened up for Bob James here at the Fox. And she came out on stage and kicked one shoe one way and one shoe the other way and just sang her you know what off, man. And I was like,
that was it for you, huh?
I was done.
What's that, man? Larisha says in here about Michael B. Jordan? That's my husband in my mind.
He's my husband in my mind. I end up marrying a woman named Phil. Now,
she's not 6'2.
Her's a little bit shorter than her's a little bit shorter than this, that Phyllis. But yeah, man, I was and just totally crushed. Being at the first Essence Festival when Patti LaBelle came out and announced that she had passed away and had taken her own life. And so that put a whole damp on that whole experience.
I had two.
Experience. Yeah.
Two for when I was coming up. And one because of a family connection.
Yeah.
Was Shirley Bassey.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't even think all that much of her until I saw her. And then even then it was tapes. But she looked just like my aunt.
Really?
When she sang, and for those of you who don't know Shirley Bassey, she's the singer of Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, right?
And but that was just because, like I said, my aunt. But the other one was Freda Payne.
Oh.
I was on Freda Payne on Soul Train back in the day.
Woo!
I didn't go do my choice.
You didn't want to miss that.
Didn't do much. And that's when Soul Train came on Saturday afternoon when you're supposed to be doing your chores.
Yeah. You know?
And
yeah.
I might have gotten one for that.
Yep.
Speaking of chores.
But it was worth it.
Yes. Mr. Crenshaw, we have talked to a few people, and we want to continue to say this. And for those of you out there who are doing something for the community, staying open, helping out in your way, passing on information. We talked to a fireman earlier. We talked to Brandon, who's a Woodstock fireman.
Yeah.
Gave us some valuable information for those of you out there that just whatever you're going through the course of the week, you know, take some time. Don't call the immediate 911 number. Do some things at home. So he's passing on some tips. We talked to David, who owns Cafe Lucia. They are opening in about 15 minutes, three locations, Smyrna, Midtown, and downtown Roswell. They're offering meals, most of them sandwiches. Yeah. But, you know, it's all to go, obviously.
Yeah, he says he's limited inside seating to like 7 people and everything's scattered out, the social distance. So they're really not encouraging to come there to stay. But, you know, they're going to have something to feed the people when you come around there this weekend. So just keep in mind with that. And if you're doing something special for people, let us know.
Please.
Share it with us on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. Or you can give us a call and we'll talk with you about it. Also at 404-741-0929.
Yeah, and folks, by the way, Sammer, we're here. Everybody's been doing this show from home, their man cave, you know, set up nationally and locally.
Right.
And the oldest dudes in radio decided to come. we're coming in here.
We're coming in here because we
ain't nobody else here.
We enjoy doing this, and it's just us and Jahi, and we, you know, look at the kids.
And that dude banging on the 8th floor.
I thought that was Santa Claus and the reindeer. You sure that wasn't Santa Claus and the reindeer, man?
Somebody is banging, man, downstairs hard. So we apologize if that's coming. It's got to be coming through.
They could have heard that, man. I said, what is going on up there?
Man, how was your week?
It was just watching this all unfold. You know, that's what this week was like, is watching all unfold and watching it kind of change day by day. You're hearing different places and acting as far as people having the limits that have been placed on us.
Right.
The things that we're encouraged to do. And so that's the whole thing. Hey, we're going to make the adjustment to this, and hopefully during this time we will, you know, once we get it set that this is what we are going to have to do in order to survive and for all of us, because as we keep hearing the sign we're all in this together, we'll discover some things. Other thing, I mean, I talk with you. We got a lot of projects and things we do around the house.
Man,
things that we put off. Well, now you don't have an excuse to put them off because you're just there and it's looking back at you. So you might as well do something with it.
I try to get it done before the rain. Now we got a little bit of rain today. We're going to get some more in the next couple of days. But I spent this week out there doing Bob Vila like stuff. You know, I was, man, because I got a couple I can't do because I need the help of other people, and I'm at the mercy of when they can get over. But yard stuff. And here's the other thing, too. I am in that unique category, not life-threatening, but I'm taking other medication now, mine for pollen.
Yeah.
So I'm on the prednisone.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm good, and that's why I could go out and do yard work. And there are other people.
You can also hit a baseball by 400 feet.
Really?
Yeah,
you can, I gotta go out there.
You get baseball by 400.
I'll be happy to hit a golf ball that far. Well, no, actually yards. But that's what I've been doing this week, man. And just watching people, mostly young folks, and I understand why. But we snapped at you earlier. We may snap at you again to get it together and quit being selfish and quit, you know, thinking, well, I can do this for one more week, then I'm gonna stop.
No, the bunt sign is on now. The bunt sign is on.
It really is. It's maddening.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just kind of operate on what we can do. But, yeah, I got lots of yard work done this past week. Wash Jesse.
Yep.
Wash the dog.
Yep.
Getting some stuff done. And as you said, there's a lot of things we all put off, especially of homeowners.
Yeah.
Until we have to.
We have to do them.
So this would be a good time to get into it. See if we can go to calls.
Yeah, we got some calls.
Ricky's heading up I-85. Ricky, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Ricky.
Yes.
Like Ricky Lee. I thought this was a guy. Seems like Ricky Lee Jones.
No, it's a lady.
Rodriguez. I'm a lady and I'm white.
Okay. Well, last part wasn't necessary, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Well, you know, the Rodriguez messes people up.
Didn't mess us up.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Me and Sam, we citizens of the world. So how have you been during this time? And as it says here, captive spouse club. But still listening.
Yes. Explain that.
So I hope Chris is listening at home because he would never be brave enough to call y'all. So I hope he's listening. But he controls the radio in the car. So I listen to y'all all the time when we're together, obviously. He's a major sports fan. But with that being said, I'm calling this morning because I kept y'all on as I was driving. I had a few thoughts I wanted to share.
Okay.
So... as far as the epidemic, I work for a school system. We're really high free and reduced lunches. So I've seen so much cool stuff going on with that. We have drive-through food banks going on. We also have the drive-through pick up your lunch. But unlike Gwinnett County, we're not running our buses. So we have a huge slew of volunteers that are driving food to the homes of people that can't come pick it up. So that's, like, really cool. I just wanted to share that.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
And also working in education, and I did work – I'm not a teacher. I need to say that. Like, I just worked for teachers, kind of like an Aaron Brockovich of education.
Okay.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. I was getting over. We want y'all to know that – have y'all seen the meme? You feel like a kindergartner losing recess because people won't follow directions?
Yes. I have not seen it, but it makes sense. Yes.
Yes, yes. So the longer you don't stay in your house, the longer you're going to have to. So, you know, we're kind of just trying to tell people that.
Yep.
But then as far as your gaming segment earlier, I also want to say that I would love to see the professional athletes coach some of these college seniors in some online gaming tournaments and maybe help them get some sponsors and actually get paid for playing. I'm so sad that I didn't get to finish watching Kamar Baldwin at Butler. He's one of our local boys, and he was so fun to watch. He is so fun to watch. So I just think that would be cool. But anyway, I've enjoyed all of your segments this morning. I appreciate y'all being on.
Ricky, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And please keep your eyes on the road. It's okay if you lose your train of thought while you're paying attention to somebody next to you.
So, I forgot to tell you, too, Calvin Johnson's my sports husband. You know, we're talking about the...
Oh, in your head?
He's your husband in your head.
Megatron.
In my head.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
All right, Ricky.
Chris
Rodriguez might have something to say when she gets home.
I don't know.
Kept that to herself, that last part.
I don't know.
All right, coming up, the second of our movie recommendations. We gave you a classic last hour. We're going to give you our musical recommendations.
Yeah.
Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And remember, you can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com and all your devices and, of course, your smart speakers.
A little Howard University right there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.